Trinity United Church in Summerside. Thank you for worshiping with us in person. You will also note that you may not be able to worship with us on live stream this morning, but the recording is taking place and it will be uploaded this afternoon. So if you have friends and family that watch from home, it will be available later today. And that will also mean the podcast and sermon by phone will also be available later today. Technical difficulties. All good, though. If there's a will, there's a way, and it's always good to have a backup. So we'll be doing that today. Thank you to our tech team for figuring that out. Today, I know that there is an anniversary within our congregation of 52 years. Linda and David Dodds, they're here. Raise your hand. Happy anniversary. 52 years. And I know there's also some birthdays within our congregation today. So we have a lot. So today, a birthday girl in the congregation sitting at the back there. Linda, raise your hand. There's Linda. Happy birthday. December the 8th, we have two birthdays. Ross Campbell, where's Ross? Ross, happy birthday. Now, Ross is a young fella compared to the next birthday. Many, many years of wisdom, and we love that she is here on Sunday, December the 8th. Nan Ferrier turns 95. And on December the 10th, Jeremy McWilliams, right there, my husband. He has a birthday on December the 10th. On December the 11th, Jean, it's your birthday on December the 11th, isn't it? Happy birthday. Now, I don't think Effie Arsenal is here, but if you see Effie this week, please wish her a happy birthday, because her birthday's on December the 11th as well. And this past week, another 94-year-old of 94, Jim Lockhart. So if you see Jim, wish him a happy birthday, 94 this past week. Are there any other birthdays? Any other birthdays? Someone said we have a lot of 9-year-olds. Yes! We do, and it's wonderful. Let us sing Happy Birthday, Dear Friends.
Happy
gratitude and respect the Trinity United Church Summerside gathers and worships on unceded Mi'kmaq territory. Abiquit, Prince Edward Island is covered by historic treaties of peace and friendship. Let us prepare ourselves for worship. I have the greatest respect for the bell choir after just trying to make one sound last week out of those bells. I have the deepest respect for their ministry of music. Last week, we lit the hope candle, and we were reminded of all the ways creation shares God's hope. Today, what do you think might be in this box marked peace? What would you put in this box marked peace? What reminds you of peace? Where would you like to share the gift of peace? Today we have this idea of a small place to rest. Sometimes you can make a little nest. I am a nester. Sometimes you use small twigs and branches. Maybe peace is like a beautiful nest or a young tree or a place to call home, a delicate home for fragile creatures in need, all of us to work together to make it strong. We also have little ornaments with pictures and names of people that we put on our tree who hope our hope is to work for peace and to teach us the way of love and peace. And lastly, we have candles. A candle that we light in the Advent season that we mark as our candle of peace. A candle that we traditionally light on the second week of Advent to remind us of God's gift of peace in a world filled with brokenness. Today, I invite Florence to offer our candle of peace and to light that candle to remind us to take that light out into the world. Helping us share the peace of God well within the world. Thank you, Florence. I'm going to get you a light. This one right here. So now the peace candle joins the candle of hope, and you can blow that out. Wonderful. Let's give her a round of applause. If that doesn't warm your heart, check for a heartbeat. My goodness. You did a great job, my dear. And let us join me then in our liturgy as a response. May the gift of this candle's defiant flame remind us of God's gift of peace. Let's share that together again. May the gift of this candle's defiant flame remind us of God's gift of peace. To worship is printed in your bulletin and on our screens. While the sun endures,
let us praise God.
While the waters cover the sea,
let us praise God.
As the moon shines,
let us praise God.
As rain and snow shower the earth,
let us praise God.
Please be seated. And let us gather our voices in the prayer of confession. Search us, God. Help us to honestly reflect on the situations where we have relied on our status, privilege, or ancestry, focusing more on who we are than how we behave and who we hope to become. Help us to dig deep and rediscover who you wish us to be, and wherever this differs, grant us the wisdom and courage to turn back towards you, so that we may bear good fruit. Amen. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, that together we may with one voice glorify God in our worship and praise. To invite all those ages 3 to 15, the youth, the leaders, the helpers, to all come forward this morning. Thank you for being here. You're getting ready for a busy Sunday next week with your pageant coming up. So come forward. We will. Please come forward, come forward, come forward. So one of the things that Louise and I have been talking about as well as part of Advent is reminding us, hey, we got similar shirts on, you and I, Lexi, awesome, is reminding us that when we come together, we're offering a time of peace. One of the ways that we can show peace to one another is very similar to what I do when we go and I do visiting. I share in the Lord's Prayer with people. So I thought it might be nice today, as the children are here up on the steps, that we share in the Lord's Prayer together. We can see the words on the screen. We can hear the voices from one another, because one of the things that is a very peace-filled moment when I am doing visits, when I am journeying with someone, is the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray together. And we'll make sure the words are on the screen for folks that are here, and let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. To share in the words together wraps us in peace. This week, I want you to think about that. How can I be a light of peace in the world? How can I help another person? How can I bring peace? And I think that's a commissioning for all of us as we move into this Advent season. How can we bring peace to one another? Now, one of the ways that we can do that is to be helpful, and what you're doing for us for next week. Next week, they're going to present to us a pageant called The Holy Family. What a great way for them to offer hope and peace, joy and love to us, and we can't wait. And I even heard there's a special guest coming. I don't even know who it is, but there's supposedly a special guest coming, so I'm really excited about that too, and we can't wait to share in that. I'm going to invite Grayson to offer us our reading about peace today. Wonderful. Thank you, Grayson. I can hang on to that one for you, and there's one already up there. Thank you for getting me to help you. That's great. Thank you, Sarah.
God's peaceful world.
Can we help you? I can help you. The people of Israel had been at war for a long time.
They were
tired and weary. They needed a leader who would help them. God promised to send them a leader.
The leader would be a strong and wise child who would show them how to live in peace. God promised that the child would come from King David's family and that he would be a descendant of King David's father. God promised that lead the child. I will always be with him, God said. God promised to make the child wise. A good leader must know all kinds of things. He must know, be able to make good decisions. The child will be very smart and teach the others to God said. I love you more than all creation, God told the people. I want you to love me too, the child will know and love me. He will show you how to love me. God knew
the child would bring
peace to the world. He would be a wise
judge
who would bring justice to the poor. I love all people. I want you to learn to love all people, whether they
are
rich or poor. I want you to love them, whether they are hungry or full. I love them, whether their skin color of chocolate, snow, butterscotch, roses, or anything in between. Love them,
then
you can live in peace. God promised that when the child would come, lions,
wolves,
and animals and
lambs
would live together in peace. So would leopards and baby goats, as well as lambs and calves. If animals who are natural enemies can live together in peace, then people can too. The child would show them how to live in peace and love each other.
Wonderful. Good job. Grayson? You did fantastic. Well done. Well done. Let us sing together. Well done.
He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ, and by the generosity of your partnership with them and with all others. While they long for you and pray for you, because of the surpassing grace of God that he has given you, thanks be to God for this indescribable gift.
Please join me in prayer, and let us pray. Loving God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, dear God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When we give, we also receive. Regardless of our denomination, the Advent season is a time of giving and receiving. Most of us could recount our own special memories of Advent and the Christmas outreach within our different communities of faith. Maybe you were part of a collections team, collecting food, winter outerwear, like coats for kids, toy drives, turkey drives. There are many different ways that faithful congregations have and continue to respond to the needs of the community around them, local and global. In the United Church of Canada, we are fortunate to have the mission and service, which is a focus on gifts for vision this time of year. But go into any United Church and you will see signs of outreach, illuminating the hearts and minds of every congregant. And every church would be a little different because of the needs within the community around them. Like the sower in the scripture shared by Kevin, this morning, the gifts continue to multiply in the well-cared-for and fertile land. So why? Why do we respond as a community of faith when we are aware of a need? Why would we do that? We could just shut the door, have a very engaging worship service. You could come in here and be entertained. We could give you absolutely no challenges at all. And wouldn't it be nice, you know, to be able to not be held accountable by those teachings of Jesus? Let's just stop talking about the teachings of Jesus altogether. Let's just find a comfortable pew and sit with no challenges, no commissionings, no need to respond. That's so demanding. Well, friends, if that is what you're looking for as you come through the doors of this sanctuary, if that's what you consider to be a place where you want to come in and not be challenged, then Christianity might not be the choice for you. Because as 2 Corinthians shares, through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ and by the generosity of your partnership with them and with all others. But let's face it, in the giving and in the challenges that come sometimes with the givings, there are blessings and opportunities abound. Yes, they do require response, our yes to the teachings of Jesus. Our communal yes will reflect in Christ and who we are as a community of faith. It's not just the minister, it's not just the choir, it's every one of us responding within community. Jesus calls us to live out our faith, a faith that both gives and receives. We're reminded of this many times within Holy Scripture. Just listen to the shared wisdom of our faith in the Beatitudes.
The Beatitudes, God's promise of blessings and grace in all the circumstances in our lives. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. On this Sunday of peace, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God." And we need more peacemakers in this world. "Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
This Sunday, we lift up the White Gift and Mitten Tree Ministries and highlight some other ways United Church of Canada congregations are giving and receiving this Advent season. The tradition of the Mitten Tree Ministry came out of a need that was witnessed for winter clothing. When researching for today's service, we found that the idea was popularized by a children's book titled The Mitten Tree by Candace Christensen. This practice is an act of kindness to meet a need, to respond to a call to action, to that call to respond. And within our sanctuaries, we decorate Christmas trees with mitts and hats and other winter clothing. From the selecting of the yarn to the knitting of the yarn, every stitch knitted with hope, with peace, with joy and love of Christ. This communal response is a tangible act within the Advent season. And without the Eleanors, the Maries, the Audreys, the Rachels, all of these gifts would cease. Then we have the white gifts. The white gift tradition was first introduced in the early 1900s to create a way for children to actively engage in community outreach, for the children to actively engage in community outreach. So the practice was focused on acts of giving and acts of sharing. The gifts were wrapped in white to emphasize the actual act of giving rather than the focus on the gift itself. My personal experience involved both seeing how the white gifts made a difference in local families as I went and delivered them with my mom, and receiving an opportunity to be a participant in the Advent season to go and to select a toy that I could wrap in white. It was so meaningful. It was a meaningful way for me as a child to be involved in outreach in our church. No matter how old or young we are, isn't it important to take that time to give and to receive? Food outreach. Donating food at this time of year is a widespread tradition, not only in the church, but in the secular world. Individuals, organizations, and faith communities all donate food to try to ensure that no one goes hungry. Like ours, some churches offer free meals, others food boxes, food hampers, and donations to support the local food banks and their work in the community. Specifically within the Christian tradition, our giving mirrors the generosity of Jesus and his table where we are all welcomed. Advent memorials. This tradition makes space for those who are grieving loved ones. We gather for special services such as the Blue Christmas service, Longest Night, and Angel Tree memorials. And we offer that similar theme of worship and gathering together to show support to one another, to surround ourselves in memories within the great cloud of witnesses. Within any community of faith, in our giving and receiving, we are called to respond with goodwill and peace of Christ. Blessed are the peacemakers, for we shall be known as the children of God. Let us continue to live into our Christian call. All glorious God's. Amen.
Next Saturday, we will be welcoming approximately 30 to 40 of our friends who have been coming regularly for the Feed My Sheep breakfast on Saturday mornings. Besides the hot breakfast, we will be providing a bit of a Christmas party for them. We make up stockings for each of them, but then as we started last year, we also have several different stations. A station where they can pick up gifts that they might want to give to a loved one or someone that they maybe can't afford. Another station where they can wrap it and have it ready to give or put under a Christmas tree. This list has been made available. It's at both entrances by the bulletin, which is a suggested list of some of the things that we might be wanting to give to them. It seems like a big gift to put in a stocking, But remember, some of these are for the tables where they can choose to get something for someone else. If you're willing to help us with this, it would be appreciated if you could provide maybe a couple of things on that list. When I read the bulletin this morning, I have to admit that I read it wrong. The notice on the back about the Feed My Sheep Christmas party says, "Please bring in any items for stockings or small gifts for the breakfast on December 13th. I thought that meant please bring them in on the 13th. What I should have read was, please bring them in before for the breakfast that's on the 13th. It reminded me of a story I once heard of how important the comma is. If you have a comma which says, don't eat, comma, grandma, if you leave it out, it's don't eat grandma. So if you can help us with our breakfast for next Saturday, we would appreciate if you could bring the gifts before next Saturday, and then we will have it ready for the stations for our party for our friends. And following that next Sunday, we would like to invite you to join us for some Christmas fellowship in the auditorium after the service. We will be having a soup and biscuit luncheon, which is provided by the UCW and the Faith in Action committees jointly. We also got together this fall for a small fundraiser to raise funds for our food box program. You were introduced to these last week. These are jars which we have put together. It's called Gifts from a Jar. There will be two different types of cookie recipes and two soup recipes. If you find you're rushed this holiday and need a quick lunch or a quick gift for someone or a quick batch of cookies if the grandchildren are coming, these are made up with the proper measurements, with the instructions on how to make it. You only add the wet ingredients or the eggs or whatever and mix them. The soup ones have all of the, one is a chicken noodle soup. You just add your chicken. The other one is called a friendship soup. If you're not familiar with a friendship soup, that's what we'll be serving next Saturday, so you can try it. And if you like it, these will be available. They make nice gifts as hostess gifts or Christmas gifts, or you can set it on your counter for a day when you're rushed and need something quick. So again, we invite you next Saturday and Sunday to help us spread the Christmas cheer. Thank you.
Good morning. You are invited to the Summerside Community Carol Sing here in the sanctuary this afternoon at 2:30. This is your opportunity to join in and sing the music of Christmas, not just the hymns. There's other music of the season also. This is a music for all ages and stages of life. Hope to see you there. Do you enjoy seeing the youth in the church take an active part in the service? Please join us next Sunday as the youth present the Holy Family. They've been practicing hard, so please come and support the youth as we journey to joy. I also have a message from the Feed My Sheep team member, Heather Johnson. Thanks for all the wonderful support, not only for our Feed My Sheep Christmas meal. There are going to be many happy faces. Remember, if you have a few baked goods to share, you know, loaves and fishes, they will grow. Baked goods can be left at the church office by before 3:30 on Friday or in the kitchen. Many thanks. For additional information on these items and more on the life and work of Trinity Summerside and its work in the community, the bulletin or Advent newsletter are available at the entrances and on the website trinitysummerside.ca. It seems our Christmas wish to have the website working may have been at least partially granted. Thanks, Santa Stephen and your many little elves. Trinity is truly blessed by the people in this community of faith. We thank you for being willing to share your time, talent, and treasure, not only in Advent, but all year round.
And hopefully Santa Stephen can figure out the live stream issue. That would be great as well. All these different tech things, but that's okay. We always have backups. When we lift up the time, talent, and treasures of the church and your gifts of music, gifts of being present, gifts in supporting the Faith in Action team and all the outreach of the church. We also take time within our service to offer a blessing over that time, talent, and outreach. So as Bill brings forward a symbol of that, the offering plate, for those who are able, please rise as we offer a time of prayer and blessing. And let us pray. Loving God, truly in your abundant mercy, there is enough for all if we learn to share it. In the giving and receiving of offering, may we practice the gift of sharing in the hopes that one day all will choose to share what blessings they have for the good of all. In the hopes that we will all continue to grow in your love, bless these gifts, bless the giver, and bless the receiver. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Join me in prayer, and let us pray. Gracious God, we long for your peaceable kingdom, a place where our children can play outside without fear of predators, where the vulnerable are not exploited for their labor, where there is enough for all. We long for a world without exploiters or vultures and abusers, a world where everyone will know your peace and hope. Until then, we are trapped in a world where fear, pain, and suffering are inevitable, but where comfort can always be found in your love. Surround those of us who are suffering from the ills of this world and send all of us messages of your hope, grace, and peace wherever and whenever possible. May those who are conflicted find comfort in those who are comfortable, and those who are comfortable find conflict until all are at peace. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. want to thank you all for being here. All the gifts of the mitten tree and also the gifts of the white gift service. And a reminder that the mittens will be taking those in next Sunday as well. So there'll be two Sundays where you can offer your knitted gifts if you so choose to. And thank you for that. Bell Choir, thank you. Let's give them a round of applause. And thank you to our Trinity Choir. It's the first time that we did a ministry of music and a reading within a sermon. Thank you, Susan, and thank you, Choir and Louise. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement bless and keep all of us as we work towards the kingdom of peace. Amen and hallelujah.